From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Lynn Neary. Fans of Downton Abbey, your wait is almost over. In just a few short weeks, the British television drama about the aristocratic Crawley family and their servants returns to Masterpiece Theatre on PBS. The first season of the series was an addictive, albeit too brief, pleasure for fans who reveled in the costumes and customs of early 20th century England. The final episode left us hanging with this shattering news interrupting a garden party.
Please, would you stop, please? My lords, ladies and gentlemen, can I ask for silence? Because I very much regret to announce that we are at war with Germany.
With World War I underway, the next season promises to bring great changes to Downton Abbey. Jessica Fellows wrote a companion book to the series titled The World of Downton Abbey, and she joined me from the BBC in London. So take us into the world of Downton Abbey. What is it all about?
The series began in 1912, so almost exactly 100 years ago, and what we're looking at is a house that's set somewhere in the north of England, a large house which is owned by an earl and his wife with his three daughters living there. And what's particularly interesting about this series is that it takes us in through the big wooden door into the grand hall, but we're not only looking at the family above stairs, we look at all of the servants who work below stairs. And what's very key to this drama is that equal weight is given to everybody. And then there's a central question that it's all hinges on, is that the Earl of Grantham with three daughters obviously has no son of his own to leave it to, and the nearest male heir is tragically killed in the Titanic, and so the next heir is a second cousin, a man called Matthew Crawley, who is this rather middle-class solicitor from Manchester, and he arrives on the scene. So that's really where it all sort of revolves around.
This is a really interesting moment in history that this series is set in, because World War I is about to begin at the end of the first installment, and it has started in the beginning of the next installment.
Yeah.
Time of incredible change, right?
Huge, huge change. And I think that's what's absolutely so compelling about this period. Life in 1912 and then life in sort of 1919, as it were, just before you enter the 20s, was almost 100 years apart. You began at the beginning and the girls are in very long dresses and S-shaped corsets, and they were taking a carriage to get to places. And by the end of that period, you have telephones, you have electricity everywhere, you have motor cars, you have mortgages, you have people commuting. There was a subway in London. The dresses were shorter. You had women were getting the vote. You know, it was just, you know, it was almost phenomenal. It was almost too much to take.
Right. And also, this is a story very much about women and the change that the treatment of women, women's fight for their rights was going on at this time. Everything changed for them.
Everything changed. And I mean, the war was very interesting for them because so many men got called up to war, far more than ever had been called up before. And all of their men went, and the women had to replace them and do their work instead. And that gave them all suddenly a new lease of life that they hadn't expected. And girls like Mary, Sybil and Edith, who had a very mapped out future where they would sort of, you know, be at home and then they would have the coming out season, they would be debutantes and then they would find the right man and then they would go off and run their own country house somewhere. Suddenly that all changed.
Yeah.
You know, so they might work, they might not even marry, or they might marry something completely different, or, you know.
And I can't help but ask, because so much of the first season does sort of revolve around this question of the male heir and will one of the daughters marry the cousin, that sort of thing. Does that get resolved in the second season?
Oh, I couldn't possibly tell you something like that. You've got to watch it. That's the whole excitement.
Well, thanks so much for talking with us.
Pleasure.
Jessica Fellows is the author of the book The World of Downton Abbey. She joined us from London. And for those of you already familiar with the series, in case you're wondering, Fellows is the niece of the show's creator, Julian Fellows.